Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump arrived at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night, just over 24 hours after an assassination attempt at a campaign rally. 20-year-old gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was shot dead by Secret Service sniper. Correspondent Scott McFarland was in Butler, Pennsylvania, when shots rang out.
This huge farm fairground site that was used for Saturday's rally has been almost frozen in time. The investigation continues, and those of us who evacuated had to leave our belongings behind. There's TV equipment, tables, chairs, bags still there. The FBI is leading the investigation. They say they're still trying to figure out the motive. And they say they have searched and brought to their lab the shooter's phone.
President Biden spoke out again last night. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
He appealed for calm.
We can't allow this violence to be normalized.
In an Oval Office address to the nation, the president said he spoke with Mr. Trump.
I'm grateful. He's doing well, and Jill and I keep him and his family in our prayers.
At the same time, he said what happened at Trump's campaign rally goes against everything America stands for.
Here in America, everyone must be treated with dignity and respect. And hate must have no safe harbor.
Both Republicans and Democrats in Congress say they'll take a closer look at the Secret Service, its preparation and response at the rally. A spokesperson says the agency was relying on local police, but Butler, PA District Attorney Richard Goldinger says
we provided some snipers for them, some quick response teams, but we didn't have any responsibility with securing the perimeter or anything outside of that venue.
As for security at the Republican National Convention,
I'm Matt Piper in Milwaukee. The U.S. Secret Service is the leading coordinating agency for this week's events. Agent Audrey Gibson Caccino says nothing changed after what happened in Pennsylvania.
We are confident in the security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process.
Michael Hensel is with the FBI.
Currently, there are no known articulated threats against the RNC or anyone visiting the RNC.
A fellow volunteer firefighter says Corey Comparatore was killed at the rally, shielding his family from bullets.
He was a family-loving, God-fearing man.
He wouldn't want to be thought of as a hero, but that's definitely how he should be remembered.
Comparatore was also a Marine veteran. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is back from a business trip to Asia, with almost 300,000 customers still waiting for power a week after Hurricane Beryl. He's calling for an investigation into CenterPoint Energy.
A power company on the Gulf Coast should never be caught off guard. It must remain eternally vigilant.
S&P futures up 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were still about 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties without power this morning. We Energy says a line of severe storms caused widespread power outages across the region last night and early this morning. At the peak of the outage, over 5,000 people in the area were without electricity. There's a chance of more storms today. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night. It didn't take long for Robert Strother to be recaptured in a nearby wooded area. The Racine County Sheriff's Office sent out canine units and drones to assist in the search, which lasted just over an hour. During the incident, a staff member shot their gun, and they've been placed on administrative leave. Strother is locked up on pending charges of attempted armed robbery. The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee, with former President Trump set to make his first appearance later tonight. Security measures have been heightened following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, with Milwaukee police and Secret Service ensuring a strong presence throughout the event. People living and working in downtown Milwaukee should expect delays and crowds, with organizers urging everyone to be patient. A major Racine County road project starts today. Crews are putting in a roundabout at Highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will be detoured onto Highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. I used to gamble on the NBA, but center field, Adames will watch it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
My favorite show actually follows cops every week. It's America's Most Wanted. Oh, my God. That is the most wanted people in America. I'm a huge fan. Do you watch that? They're asking for our help. You got to watch it. If you're a big fan, you know it was, what, 4 weeks ago? They had that guy on there going all around the country, robbing all those convenience stores, beating the hell out of the clerks. I was watching that. I'm on the road like 200 days a year. I figure, I got a shot at catching this punk, you know? And it was cool, too. A week after I see that episode, I pull into this convenience store. I'm getting out of my car. I see that same guy I saw in America's Most Wanted coming out. And I freak, right? My heart's pounding. I knew what I had to do. I ran over there. I tackled him. I'm hitting him. I'm holding him down. The police showed up. And they arrested me. Apparently, they use actors. For those reenactments on TV.
Get on out, baby. Work it on out. Oh, head on. know, the Beatles didn't do too many cover songs. That was one of them, though. Twist and Shout. Here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and here's money well spent. A study looked at why people run from bears. The short answer is because they're bears. But a full study was done, and apparently it's more complex. It goes within our brain when it happens, and that's why we run from bears. We run from them because they're bears. That's why we run. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. Sunshine today. Highs near 86. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Sunny again tomorrow. Right now, sunny 69 right here at Radio Park with CCR.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
cranky this morning. Yeah, our power went out yesterday a little after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No storm, nothing. It was a beautiful sunny day yesterday, right? Yeah, highs in the upper 80s. Yeah, gorgeous. Apparently, someone's tree pulled down a wire, one of the lines, at a little after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The whole neighborhood heard this loud noise. It was really scary. Anyway, that was a little after 1:07, according to the power company. Here we are, 6 a.m. It's still not replaced. They say 10 o'clock. They were cutting down trees at about 6:30 last night. They finally got around to it, cutting down trees, 6:30 last night. Then the guy at 9 o'clock, very nice guy from the power company, extremely nice, came up, explained to us what was going on. He says, somebody's right here coming on their way right now to replace the lines, and you should have power within a short period of time. It was 9 o'clock last night. We're talking 10 o'clock this morning before we see anything. I don't know if I want to place a bet on that, but I guess they're working as hard as they can. But man, it was hot in that house last night with no power. Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel, WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Once no crested brown. strands and polishes a fan. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle bill of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and tarot.
Timeless hits at WRJM with Simon and Garfunkel. It's 6:17 on your Monday morning, July 15th. The bugs are out there. Last night, we had our Sunday concert at the zoo last night. And the Racine Concert Band, as usual, what a great job. Our guest performer last night was Gregory Berg. Did a great performance last night with Italian arias from operas and also some pop music as well. It was really a good night, but the bugs were out. And apparently they didn't bother a lot of people, but they did bother me. I remember when I went up on stage to interview Greg, I was looking at his shirt, and there were bugs all over his white shirt. And when I got into the car to go home, my wife said, take off that shirt, there are bugs crawling all over your shirt. So apparently they were out there in full force. I read off the script off my cell phone. And while I'm reading, the bugs are crawling all over the screen on my cell phone, and it's hard to read when you got insects crawling all over it. So that brings up this topic, a perfect summer topic. A new poll asked people about 20 different insects and asked whether their reaction to them was positive, negative, or neutral. In the end, butterflies came out on top. 80% of people had a positive view of them. Fireflies were second. I think those were the ones all over my shirt last night. Followed by ladybugs, honeybees, dragonflies, caterpillars, bumblebees, praying mantises, earthworms and grasshoppers. Shockingly, mosquitoes were not popular. They came in dead last. 86% of people saying they had a negative view of mosquitoes. 5% said they love mosquitoes. Huh. Gotta talk to those people. Cockroaches were the most hated, the second most hated, followed by wasps, ants, cicadas, spiders, spotted lanternflies, June bugs, moths, and something I never heard of, roly-polies. What are roly-polies? I have to look that up. And supposedly it's an insect. I asked my wife, she was sitting next to me, I said, bugs bothering you? No. Well, they're all over me. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I got into my car. She said, quick, get out. Take that shirt off. There were bugs crawling all over it. And I saw Greg Berg's shirt, too. There were bugs crawling all over it last night. They were out in full force. It was a hot, humid night. It was a great concert, though. You know, bugs aside, the Racine Concert Band does a great job every Sunday night. And they're back again next Sunday night, 7:30. It's a free concert at the Kiwanis Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. So come on out, bring a blanket or a chair or whatever, sit down and relax. And don't worry about the bugs, because they're not bothering people except me. It's the only person they bother, and Greg. It's 6:19 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
The Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel. Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
We're looking for sunshine all day today. Hot day, highs near 86. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows 69. Sunshine tomorrow, highs near 81. Yeah, right now sunny and 69 degrees here at Radio Park. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
If you really love me, won't you tell me? You call my name, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
wonder if you really love me. Local news and Tamla's hits this morning at WRJN. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society is going to be here. She's got a lot to talk about. Some big events coming up for your Poochie. That's in the 7 o'clock hour. Here's Buddy Holly.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue.
Preacher talked with me and he smiled. with the King of Disco. With Saturday Night Fever, I've got to get a message to you, the Bee Gees. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Someone asked people for their best I am dating an idiot story. Here are the highlights. My date put shrimp in my food to see if I was really allergic to seafood or just being too dramatic. It required an EpiPen and a trip to the ER. Google once did an April Fool's joke claiming you could taste things by licking your phone screen. My date did it several times and said it didn't work. A woman wanted to know the breed of someone's dog, asking, is that a Belgian waffle? And a woman thought the sun and the moon were the same thing. The moon is just the sun when it runs out of fuel each day. My goodness. You know what? You are dating an idiot. All right, coming up, we've got local news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles right now. Stuart, it's 6:32. Let's see what you got.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were still about 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties without power this morning. We Energy says a line of severe storms caused widespread power outages across the region last night and early this morning. At the peak of the outage, over 5,000 people in the area were without electricity. There's a chance of more storms today. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night. It didn't take long for Robert Strother to be recaptured in a nearby wooded area. The Racine County Sheriff's Office sent out canine units and drones to assist in the search, which lasted just over an hour. During the incident, a staff member shot their gun, and they've been placed on administrative leave. Strother is locked up on pending charges of attempted armed robbery. The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee, with former President Trump set to make his first appearance later tonight. Security measures have been heightened following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, with Milwaukee police and Secret Service ensuring a strong presence throughout the event. People living and working in downtown Milwaukee should expect delays and crowds, with organizers urging everyone to be patient. A major Racine County road project starts today. Crews are putting in a roundabout at Highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will be detoured onto Highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, nobody's happy with where crop prices are right now in Chicago, but are they going to improve? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, you have to remember Wisconsin is the exception, not the rule, when it comes to overall growing conditions. That's the word from Ed Ussett. He is an agriculture economist with University of Minnesota, and he says you need to realize that outside of Wisconsin, crops look pretty good, and these prices may be where they're going to stay.
It's not good stuff. What's going on, this 11th commandment of grain marketing, thou shalt not hold on price grain beyond July 1. You got two things happening, or two things that tend to happen. You've got new crop futures have a tendency to decline from spring to fall in both corn and soybeans. It's not a certainty, but it's pretty strong. A strong tendency in corn, a pretty strong tendency soybean.
Ed Ussett, he's an ag economist with the University of Minnesota. He says, keep an eye on what's happening locally as well. He says the basis or the price between Chicago Board of Trade and your local elevator tends to break going into the fall. More red ink as we start a Monday trade session. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harvextra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 4 cents to 185. 40-pound block cheese was down 6.5 at 189. Double A butter unchanged, 310 a pound. This morning, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 9 at 1978. September's down a penny at 2007. December corn's currently down a nickel at 410. November beans are down nearly 15 cents at 1050. September wheat down 11 right now, 539 a bushel. So another soft start as we roll into a Monday. More food news anytime you need it, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I used to gamble on the NBA, but the NBA are a bunch of hypocrites. You know what the NBA's motto is for kids? Stay in school. LeBron James. Hey, LeBron, screw the 90 million. Brush up on your biology. They're hypocrites. If the NBA weren't hypocrites and they really wanted to promote staying in school, at the All-Star game, instead of a slam dunk contest, hold a spelling bee for the player. Be more fun to watch, I guarantee. What'd be more fun to watch, a basketball player dunking again or Stephon Marbury trying to spell receipt? Wednesday, one of those tricky words. I know what you're saying. Art, you're the hypocrite. You can't spell receipt or Wednesday. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not telling kids to stay in school either.
Supremes, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio. All right, there's a term for the inability to remember the right word. You know, it's like it's on the tip of your tongue and you can't remember it. The word is lethologica. Lethologica. Yeah,
try to remember that word, huh? Just my imagination, the Temptations. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination.
From the Wisconsin Humane Society, coming up in the next hour. You're going to want to be here. The Kingsman, Louie Louie, WRJN.
Yeah.
Kingsman at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits on your Monday morning. Got a study here. They found out the top words we love to see on food labels. Fresh, natural, healthy, real, and local. The top words we don't like to see. Processed, vegan, plant-based, gluten-free, and organic. I bet you most people don't even know what gluten-free even means. 1 in 6 people are less likely to buy something if the label says organic. I don't think a lot of people know what organic even means. At 648 at WRJN.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
1 Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Gaines.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Because I
just to be with you.
News, Tablas Hits, at WRGN. Remember rapper Vanilla Ice? Well, he recently said the thing he'd like to bring back most from the 1990s is Blockbuster Video. You know, I kind of agree with him. He added that the 90s were the greatest decade ever and said pop culture has been dead ever since computers and the iPhone came out. He might have something there. Elvis, Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap.
Such a strange vibration.